Hey there, Grace Point family. We're so glad that you are with us and worshiping with us today. Whether that's in person or online, thank you for joining us. My name's Pastor Joel, and I'm honored to serve here as the lead pastor-elect of Grace Point. And today, I was reminded of a little simple message that God had given me just for this moment. And so there was one day where I was home with our nine-month-old Oliver. And it was one of those days where everything I did didn't seem to work. He wanted to be held, and then he didn't. You know, there was a toy that he would be fascinated with, and then the next moment he's throwing it. He didn't want to eat. He didn't care for taking a nap. It was one of those frustrating moments as a parent where nothing seemed to work. And so I did what every parent would do in that situation. I had one last trick up my sleeve. I turned on the TV and turned on Disney Plus. And I found the movie Coco. It's one of those newer Disney Pixar movies. And the reason I picked that one is because I knew it had some music in it that maybe might catch his attention. And there were some bright colors. My hope was that he would just watch it for even a brief moment so I could breathe. Well, my tactic seemed to work, and he sat there and watched it for a little bit, and I could see the tiredness just wash over his face. And so then I moved and put him down for a nap. But what was interesting is I was sucked into the movie. And so I did what any parent would do in that situation. I continued to watch it without him. And what was interesting is the whole idea of the movie was that we're meant to remember our loved ones. Even those that passed away a long, long time ago, we're still meant to remember them and tell their story. The movie centers all around this little guy, Miguel. And the whole idea of Miguel is he wants to be a musician in his family. And music plays a huge role in this movie because long before Miguel was born, his great-great-grandmother and his great-great-grandfather had a fight over music. In fact, his great-great-grandfather left the family because he traveled around the world to be a musician. And so now there was this rule in the house that music was not allowed. And as I was thinking about this time of year, you know, with today being such a busy day, the Sunday after Thanksgiving, in terms of travel, in fact, AAA says it's one of the busiest days of the year. And as we move into the holiday season, I kept thinking about the song in the movie. The song is titled Remember Me. And when it comes to the holidays, I wonder sometimes if Jesus just says, remember me. See, this family in the movie Coco let their life continue on and on and on. And they were shoemakers, so they did what they did best, made shoes. And they never allowed music in the house. You know, I wonder sometimes if we do that too with the holidays. We just do what we normally do, and we let ourselves get busy with everyday life, that we forget what's most important. And I wonder if Jesus is just there. And he whispers to us. And he says, remember me. When life gets busy like it does, we often feel it. We have less patience. Maybe we're less cheerful. Or the holidays don't seem to bring us joy. Instead, they bring out the worst in us. And so today, I just wanted to take a moment to walk with you and talk about how we can remember Jesus even when life gets busy. And there's three things that I want to walk with you today. And so when life gets busy, the first thing that we can remember to be as Christ followers is joyful. Scripture reminds us in three very short words to do this in 1 Thessalonians. Paul's writing to this church in Thessalonica, And it's this major city that was the center for trade back in Paul's time. They were right there on the water, and so it was this port that everybody seemed to pass through, and all the goods walked through. And so in Paul's final words to this church there in Thessalonica, in his first letter, because he happened to have to write two, he offers them these words in chapter 5, verse 16. It's pretty simple. He says, "Always be joyful." Now, joy is this small word, but it carries power with it. Joy is not just a synonym for happiness, but what joy means is it's this deep, abiding feeling of contentment. See, joy finds its security in knowing Jesus. And it finds its security in choosing to worship regardless of the circumstances. Joy, when actually going back to the Greek roots of the word, it's defined as calmly content. I was lucky enough before I became the lead pastor elect here at Grace Point to be a youth pastor in Pennsylvania. And when I think of the word joy, there's one student that comes to mind. They were one who was always calmly content. And one of the last things I did as their youth pastor was go to youth camp with our students. And at youth camp, if you've ever been, maybe as a student yourself or as an adult leader, it's a long, tiring, exhausting day and week of the year. You know, it's very, very early mornings and it's really, really late nights. And it seems to never stop. Well, our students that went with us had this tendency to kind of be negative. You know, it was tiring days, and so they would say, "Oh, I'm so tired," and the sun was out and it was hot, and they just happened to complain, except for one student. Every day, they were calmly content. And they just exuded joy in such a powerful way. There was one moment at camp where I actually went up to them and I said, "Thank you for your attitude and for showing us what it means to be joyful, because it's powerful." And it was about Thursday when that happened, and we still had two more days of camp left. And when I did that, they started to be even more joyful, and that joy became contagious. I remember one of the times she would go around and play tag with people, but they didn't know that they were playing tag. So she would run to them and tag them on the back and say, "Tag, you're it," and then run away. And what was cool is we got to see this camp have a huge game of tag and this moment of joy just come forward out of nowhere. See, when we remember to be joyful, it can be a contagious attitude that others gravitate towards. And when it's busy, sometimes it's easy to look at all of our circumstances around us and get caught up in them. But when life gets busy, especially now in the holiday time, remember to be joyful, because our joy is rooted in knowing Jesus. And when we choose joy, we're choosing to reflect Jesus in our life. One of the other things that we can remember to be is prayerful. When life gets busy, remember to be prayerful. Paul continues after telling us to be joyful in Jesus in the verse in 1 Thessalonians 5. The next verse, verse 17, it says to always pray. Never stop praying. And some translations even say to pray continually. Pray without ceasing. What that means is that we're in constant communication with Jesus as the one we're talking to. And what was funny is there's actually, I was reminded of this company called Constant Contact. And the goal of Constant Contact is to help businesses be in constant contact with you and I. And they want to help keep a company's products at the very forefront of our minds. And they don't want us to forget exactly what it is a business is offering. And this company just recently sold in 2017 for $1.1 billion. Now think about that for a minute. To me, that says that our attention is valuable. And we're reminded by Paul that our attention needs to be in the right place. We're meant to be prayerful people in constant contact with Jesus. And what's interesting is even in Philippians, as we continue to read scripture, we're told not to worry about anything, instead pray about everything. There's nothing too big, and there's nothing too small or insignificant to Jesus. Jesus and Paul, they tell us to pray about everything. To me, that says that God cares deeply about you and about I. He cares what you care about. There was this pastor who told this story about how he would get oftentimes distracted in prayer. You know, he would be having this moment where he feels like it's a deep spiritual communication and connection point, and he's praying to God and he's feeling God's spirit and presence alive and active, and then all of a sudden something from his grocery list will pop into his brain. He said, "I was so angry with myself because I allowed myself to get distracted from the moment, and I got distracted from being in communication with God." But then he took another step back and he said, "Maybe God is communicating to me in this moment. Maybe God is saying to me, hey, don't forget this item on your list." And I know it may seem silly, it may seem like just this small little thing, but I'm thankful that we serve a God who cares even about the small stuff and the big stuff. Now, I was reminded as snow is starting to fall that in the holiday season, small stuff can add up to big problems. Think about snowflakes. They're these tiny little things. But yet when a number of them happen to pile up in one specific area, we get a huge snowfall that even closes down cities for days on end. See, when our attention gets pushed and pulled in all these different directions, and when we're lost in all the little small stuff, we miss out on the one big thing, which is Jesus. So during this holiday season, remember to be prayerful and don't worry about all the little small things, but focus on the big person of Jesus. When we're in prayerful, constant communication with Him, we realize that He matters most. The next thing and the last thing that we can remember to be when life gets busy is grateful. We actually just spent this last Thursday all around the idea of Thanksgiving and being grateful. I don't know if your family has the tradition. My family doesn't because I vocally told them I don't like it. But I don't know if your family does a tradition where you go around the table and everybody shares what it is they're thankful for. To me, it started to become a silly thing where I just didn't want to do that anymore. So I said, let's not do that. And they all agreed. And as we're talking about being grateful and Thanksgiving, I just want to point out really quick a difference between the two. The difference between thankfulness and gratitude is that being thankful is more emotional, our emotional connection to something, where gratitude is our attitude, regardless of the circumstance. See, Paul, in the letter to Thessalonians, these are his full words in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. He says, always be joyful, never stop praying, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. These are the things that God wills for us, those who belong to Jesus, to be thankful in all circumstances, or to simply be grateful. There's a tremendous amount of power in our gratitude. It's hard to be brought down in life when we realize the blessings that God has given us. Life can certainly be busy and overwhelming, but honestly, it doesn't have to be. When we take the time to focus on what really matters the most, when we're joyful, when we're prayerful, and ultimately when we're grateful for what we have, the busyness and the stress or the anxiety even around the holidays that we feel can be washed away. We know that life is busy. That is true. But we also know that God is there, is willing to say, hey, let all of that go and focus solely on me. One of the perks of being home during COVID that I remember was the slowdown that happened in my own life. You know, it felt like I was being pushed and pulled in so many different directions. And when COVID hit, I stopped. And it was a beautiful time for me because it felt like that cycle of constant busyness ended. And I was able to find rest. And maybe that's what you need during this holiday season. It's for the busyness to just stop and for you to just find rest. I just wanted to read this verse over you as we move into this time where we're actually going to exercise exactly what it is we talked about today. So there's this verse in Philippians 4, 6 through 7, and it tells us this. It says, do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all that He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. See, when the busyness of life happens, remember to be joyful, prayerful, and grateful. And remember that when we are those things, we can find the peace that is in Christ Jesus. And so now we're going to take a moment where we thank God for sending us His Son, Jesus. And one of the ways we do that is through communion. So if you're watching online, now is a great time to run and grab those elements. Or if you're in person with us today, we're going to turn it over to our campus host in a second. But before we do that, I want to close out our time in a word of prayer. So would you join me in praying? Heavenly Father, thank you for today. God, thank you that you care so much about us, even sometimes those small little things. But Lord, I pray that during this season, we don't let the small stuff accumulate into big problems. But God, that we would remember what matters most, and that's Jesus. And as we take the time to remember Jesus here and now during communion, God, I pray this isn't a moment that we take for granted. But God, we would truly remember the sacrifice of your Son, about the powerful work of the cross, and how we can find peace through Jesus. Lord, would you help us to be joyful, prayerful, and grateful people during this time of year? It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.